Today is the fourth class in the Financial Freedom and Integrity course with Jim and Jory Mansky. And this particular class focuses on the continuation of knowledge, which is that first stage into adulthood in our model here. And knowledge includes also, is not only the outer resources we've been exploring, but also this week we'll explore a bit more of the inner resources that we have. And this is Jory Mansky, and welcome to the class.
Okay, so here we are, a new moment. Invitation for you to first connect with yourself right now and consider why you would want to be doing this exercise. What need are you hoping to meet by trying this exercise, by being on this call today, by joining this class? Then to acknowledge for yourself your full choicefulness and your full autonomy in doing this exercise and even being able to change your mind during the middle of it. If something else comes up for you, there's another need that arises that you want to follow, there's no have-to about this exercise. To acknowledge that for you and invite you to acknowledge it for yourself. And then to drop into your heart. I'd like to do that. Notice the presence of your own heart. Perhaps you're aware of its beat. Perhaps there's a sense of movement in your chest. Or just a knowing that that's where your heart, your physical heart is. And to also know that your heart extends out to everyone in this community. That we're all connected at the level of the heart. To just breathe through your heart, whatever that means to you for a moment. Notice what it's like to realize that you're a part of something bigger than just yourself. Hundreds of people through NBC Academy and may listen to snippets of these recordings someday. Connected also to thousands of NBC practitioners. At least 65 or 70 countries that we know of, there's an NBC presence. Through our heart connection and our shared intent to practice nonviolence through our speech, through our actions, we are connected. That feel in your body to notice that you're a part of that community. And to acknowledge for yourself that we are symbolically beginning anew with a new year. Even though every moment is a chance to choose once again, at least once or twice or three times a year, we set aside moments in time to mark new beginnings. And here we are with a new beginning. What's that like for you to acknowledge for yourself, this new beginning? And then to gather in experiences that you've had over the last couple of weeks. There were some opportunities to practice, no doubt, to practice NBC, to practice financial integrity. You probably were involved in all kinds of financial transactions. Acknowledge for yourself the level of presence that you brought to each of those transactions. Presence that came from a new intention that you are bringing to your own financial freedom and integrity. Probably a little bit more in the forefront of your consciousness because of your decision to do this class and to do these practices. Consider what those experiences have been like. Then to bring yourself back to presence right now, to consider for yourself, what are you hoping for tonight, afternoon, or this morning, depending on where you are? And what request do you have of yourself to support yourself in your own adventure of financial freedom, financial integrity, growing the skills and consciousness of MBC in this arena of your life? And as other needs and requests come up, note them, be present with them. I'd like to invite you to just get connected, to have a chance to be heard and express your honesty about where you are in your own journey of financial integrity, financial freedom, what you've been learning these last 2 weeks, where you are in your own process, celebrating and mourning, what's going on for you. I'd love to hear from a few of you who would like to share your experience, anything that you'd like to highlight about your own journey through financial integrity.
This is an opportunity for a sense of wholeness of our group, of being able to share what it's like as we are on this path together.
Well, I feel really excited and touched because I started something with a friend, we're accountability buddies, to help us move forward and set goals and so forth. And he shared with me that he's been doing that with several people, even through each hours of the day, and it's just really helping him move forward and get a lot of things done. And so, to me, I feel, you know, the whole thing about financial and everything, it's energy. So this, to me, is like a demonstration of, you know, I've been asking for this, really want support in this way, and it's coming, like the sense of abundance that is what I'm wanting to transfer over now into my literal finances. It's really, I'm interested in working on our inner resources around changing my beliefs in my case. And I really want this fullness of abundance and comfort with abundance, with money, as I have gained so much comfort with receiving in other ways.
Thanks. And your microphone is now live. Go ahead.
My report is that I was spending money. I spent money that was outside of my normal budgetary allocation patterns, but I had fun and I had a sense of ease and didn't make me or break me, but maybe money isn't as scarce as I thought it was. I hope my goals of having my attitudes and my fundamental beliefs shift, maybe there's some shifting going on.
Thanks. Love to hear from a couple of others. If you'd like to share either a celebration or a mourning, there's equal room for mourning. Your microphone is live. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to share that the class is helping me to get past just feeling so terrified of my financial situation that I don't even want to look there, but to look there a little bit and realize that I need to make some changes to create more opportunities to make money on a more regular basis. Right now it's completely unpredictable. I really didn't want to give up the freedom that I have in my current state of working. And I finally came up with a strategy how I might be able to get some outside income, and I made a phone call this morning to explore that, and it looks like it's going to work out.
Yay. Yeah, it's interesting. We actually gave up our freedom for about 7 years to be able to create the freedom. So we delayed a little bit of gratification to be able to have greater freedom from that point on. That's one of the things that I invite people to consider. Maybe delay a little bit of gratification so that the bigger picture is supported. Thank you. And let's see.
I just want to say I feel excited that you mentioned in the beginning of the call inner resources, because a lot of the outer resources you recommended, I didn't find I have much energy to really learn them or use them or look at them, because it just brings up so much fear about my future and about all the things I have not done yet. So I want to somehow get more engaged with my money life or with everything to do with money. So I'm excited about the topic being inner resources.
Thank you for sharing.
I've just have gotten so much from this. I mean, I feel already after the first class that my life was so changed. I'm like, what else could I get from this? Just really celebrating all the possibilities that became available, jettisoning some old thoughts and beliefs. And that was so freeing for me. And really, really trying to inhabit this idea of and instead of or. And that has just shifted everything for me. This idea of that it doesn't have to be this or that. Or so when an idea comes up of I'd like to do this, not saying, well, if I do this, then I have to not do that, but just saying, well, what about if you could do both things? And what I found is when I embrace that, all of a sudden I see that the resources are there to do both things, that I don't have to turn off one faucet to turn on another faucet. The supply is there when it came time that I truly believed that it was there. So I've been having a great time, and, you know, on the outward set, my life looks like a complete train wreck, but I'm not really suffering from it because I'm saying, what else is there wonderful that I can have and embrace? And that's come out of the things that you've brought to us here in this class, and I'm just really grateful.
Thank you for sharing that.
So what we've covered so far, and in particular over the last 2 weeks, were some increased opportunities to be looking at the cash flow, not just in terms of the present, but also in terms of developing enough cash flow to feel like there's enough to feel secure and to protect your quality of life. And you've been also tracking your money flow in general, and I imagine some of that might be intense, or there might be some questions about that. So I want to make sure if there are any questions or comments or need for support around any of this, that we make space for that. All right. Not seeing any. We'll move into the lesson, which is still on the lesson of knowledge. Part of adulthood in this model includes knowledge, compassion, and vigor. And knowledge is a really big piece, which is why we're staying on it for 2 weeks, because there is so much to know. And yet we can never know it all. We only know what we know, and then we do what we do, and then we learn some more. And knowledge is power. When we know something, we are more informed with the decisions we make. And at the same time, we can get really triggered with the information that we receive. So far in the knowledge section, we have been looking at numbers and quantifying things. And another important part of knowledge is identifying our strengths, our inner strengths, not just our outer resources, but our inner resources. What is it that we have inside of us that we can draw upon to support ourselves, to build that sense of enoughness, to be able to navigate the realities of the world around us. Today, I'd like to lead us through a written exercise based on a piece of work that Jim and I have done with two other trainers, Jack Lehman and Jake Gottwall, and it is called The Matrix of Self-Assessment, or Pathways to Liberation. And I'd like to spend some time having each of us explore our sense of where our strengths are. So I'd like to go over that to start at this point, to use it, to see where are your strengths. You are an individual with your own unique strengths and your own unique edges. So the way I'd like to do this exercise is to make sure everybody has a piece of paper and a pen. Okay. So the way this will work is I will list some skills. And as I list them, just consider for yourself whether you consider this a skill. And if you consider it a skill, then write it down. You don't have to write them all down. As I said, I'm going to give you a link to see them all. This is a
document that I'm working off of, has not only the list of the skills, but also has a list of the definition of the skills, and then four levels of development in it that goes from the totally unskilled, where you don't have any knowledge, then the awakening that there is this skill and the awareness that, no, I don't have it, then to the level of capability where you're able to use the skill in a conscious way, when you work at it, when you're aware, and when you're resourced and thinking about it, you've got this skill. Kind of like when you first learned to drive a car, you know, you really had to think about where the pedals were and all that. That's the capable level. You know how to do it, but it takes some conscious effort. And then, of course, then there is the unconscious competence eventually that we move to, where it just is habituated for us. So again, I'm going to say a skill. If you need it defined, I will define it. So what I suggest you do in this particular exercise is that as I say a skill, if you have a sense that that's a strength of yours, just write that down. And if it's not a strength of yours, just let it go. You can come back and see the skills and the whole thing later. What we're doing in this exercise is to identify our strengths. So, the first skill is the skill of presence. And then the next skill is observing. Then feelings awareness. Self-acceptance. Next is taking ownership of your feelings, taking responsibility for your feelings. Needs consciousness. Next one is self-empathy and recovering from reactivity. Next is request consciousness, that openness to a request as opposed to a demand, and making requests. Next skill to consider is mourning. Then the next skill to consider is empathy. Dissolving enemy images. Next skill is discernment. Often get a request for a definition on that, so I'll just give it to you. Clarity, insight, and wisdom in making life-serving distinctions and choices. Recognizing one has choice. Discernment. Next is living interdependently.
living interdependently, living from the knowledge that every individual is related to every other individual. Every part of a system affects every other part. The next one is honest self-expression. Next one is facilitating connection. What I mean by that is facilitating empathy and honesty in dialogue with an intent to create connection. Next, patience. Remaining spaciously present when one feels stress. Next one is responding to others' reactivity. Responding rather than reacting to others who are caught up in intense separating emotion. What I mean by responding is to be able to respond rather than just become reactive ourselves. Okay? The next one is openness to feedback. Receiving others' perspective about our actions with equanimity and centeredness. Next is beneficial regret. Acknowledging and learning from one's missed opportunity to meet needs without guilt, shame, or self-punishment. Next, flexibility in relating. Openness and versatility in interacting with others. Also kind of like street giraffe, relate to people where they are. Next, transforming conflict. Using conflict with others as a means to connect and create mutual outcome. The skill of gratitude. Finding the value in and appreciating and enjoying what is. Open-hearted flow of giving and receiving. Cultivating vitality. Sharing power is transforming domination, same skill. Next, transcending roles. Responding to people as people without getting caught up in the roles we adopt. Next, awareness of response ability. Awareness of our ability to respond in situations. Really choosing one's responses to what shows up in life. Not owning others' parts, and also acknowledging that our actions do influence others. Awareness of responsibility. The last one I have here is supporting holistic systems. Consciously participating in the creation and evolution of holistic systems that foster general well-being. Evolution of larger systems and supporting that. So as you look at your list of strengths, there may be some other strengths that you're also aware of that you have. So take a moment just to consider in this moment, what other skills you might want to add to your list of strengths right now. Savor your list. Now, I'd love some feedback in this moment of just an idea to know where, just to get a sense of this. How many people noticed that they had one strength? Press one. Two strengths, press two. Three, press three. Four, press four. And if it's more than four, press five. So generally what I'm seeing, I've got fours and fives across the board. So I just want to celebrate, just for us all just in this moment, to celebrate the amount of strengths that each and every one of us has. Amazing, huh? What we're going to do right now, we're going to break up into groups. What we're going to do here is for there to be an opportunity to get together and figure out what you could do using your strengths that you've identified to support you in your money maturity. So when you get into your group, take turns being able to explore how that strength could support you with any of the edges you've identified around your money maturity. And for this period of time, any questions about the exercise? You're going to use your strength to deal with any edges you've bumped up against in being free around your money and having knowledge and being able to move forward with your financial freedom and integrity.
Let me give an example. Let's say that one of my strengths that I identified was needs consciousness, that I'm really celebrating how I kind of keep my eye on the ball around needs these days. But I'm noticing that I'm not writing down my cash flow like I have requested that I do for myself. For one reason or another, I'm just, that's kind of like I'm bumping up against something there. Some of my innocence is bleeding through in a way, and I'm just not really following through on my own agreement that I've made with myself to track my cash flow. So I sit with the question, all right, how could I use my needs consciousness, the strength that I've developed, in order to support myself in meeting this request that I have? And then I might ask other people in the group if they have any ideas about what comes up for them about that. Or maybe I'll do a brainstorm. Or maybe an idea will pop up in me and I'll ask for feedback about it. Like the idea that pops up for me is, well, how about I just add a column in my cash flow list? So I not only do I write down what I buy and when I buy it, but I write down why I buy it, what need I'm hoping to meet. Maybe that'll make the process more fun. Something like that.
So I see a couple people still have their hand up.
I was wanting some clarity around beneficial regret versus mourning. I wasn't clear on that.
Thank you for asking. The mourning is allowing yourself to feel the sadness, just to allow yourself to be willing to feel it, not pushing it away, not resisting that you have a feeling. And then beneficial regret is actually transforming that into any kind of mourning about something not working out into a learning process. Great.
I would like some clarity. I love the list. I just really love what you put together. Now, unless I missed something, what I heard you saying is to look at which of these things on the list are strengths that we have. Well, when I look at that, if that's the case, when I look at that, there's not one of them that I don't have some strength in, that I'm not somewhere along the road in the direction of that in some way. I am very strong in certain things. I could learn more in other things, but every single one of them I have some strength in. So clarity or any feedback that you have for me.
Yes, thank you. We're looking for really the places where you can count on that, even in a stressful situation, that this is something that is ingrained in you, that you can depend upon and draw upon. It's not so much in process that you have to be working on that to try and hold on to it when the going gets tough. Does that make sense?
It does, and I right away I can see what comes up for me is it would be useful for me to go through the whole list and to be honest with myself about where I'm at. So right now I'm not exactly sure where I'm at on so many of them. What you said, though, brings up for me an opportunity to really look at that closely, so thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you might want to, if you've written any of those down as you go along, is just circle three or four of them that you know that are just habituated for you at this point. Okay. So we're back in our main group, and what I'd love to do at this point is to hear from people what you learned, what strengths you came up with, and what strategies you came up with to use those strengths, because I think we can all learn a lot from each other by listening to what we came up with. So if you're willing to share either your own or you can share one that you heard other people say, if it feels a little too vulnerable to share it as your own. I'd love to learn from you. What'd you come up with? Okay,
so
learn.
What I notice is that I'm very skilled in being present to others, and when it comes to numbers, I have a tendency to leave my body and my mind. I don't remember numbers, they come out backwards when I write them down, that kind of thing. And I realize that I can apply this skill of being consciously present to others to numbers. When I'm in the presence of numbers, I can deliberately apply my presencing skill and be present. And that was a very liberating insight. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
Oh, thank you. That's fun to hear. Anybody else willing to share? Or just if you didn't come up with any skills in that way, if there's something else that you would like to share, or maybe there's some warning for you around what happened, or even if you're just willing to share what strengths you have at this point.
What struck me was how familiar all of those
fields all those strengths are and how confident I feel about all of them, except for when I'm triggered, then I lose contact with some of them, many of them, and I'm not even aware that I'm not in contact with them, and that's really the help I'm most wanting from this time together. I'm also receiving the gift of awareness, just noticing where I go blank, noticing where I like the way Davina put it, where she leaves her body and her mind. So that was kind of an eye-opener for me. And the closest that I could get in trying to apply any of the strengths to my vagueness edges, which are, it's where I just become vague and or confused or blank or numb or whatever that is, or hold a belief that I can't do something, so don't do it, don't go there. The useful part of this exercise for me, the most useful part, is holding myself with the same care that I would hold another person. That I feel confident using all of those other strengths in my interactions with others. And even the self-empathy part, you know, is one that is very familiar and very useful, except that there are times when I don't even recognize that I need self-empathy. I take it as reality that, you know, yeah, I don't do numbers. I don't do money. So nothing wrong there. Just don't go there. Have other people do that. That was kind of a useful heads up, like, oh, this isn't hopeless. I can support myself here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that challenge of I don't know what I don't know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to respond to one thing that I heard you say. I really liked what I'm taking away as a new definition of what it is to be triggered, is that you lose contact with your skills. I remember Daniel Goleman calls it being emotionally hijacked. The way that you put it of I have all these skills, and yet when I'm triggered, it's like, where did they go? I lost contact with them. So I'm going to hang out with that as a new definition for what it is when I get triggered, that I lost contact with my skills for a little bit. Thanks.
And actually, I'd want to kind of add that as one of the skills is around compassion. Compassion for others, compassion for ourselves. Creates the space in which we can come back to our strengths and skills.
If you take a look at the matrix, there's one skill that we call something like recovering from reactivity or something like that. It really kind of encapsulates the journey to becoming more. I'm just noticing that even in the midst of being triggered, there's more and more of an awareness that I am triggered, that I'm forgetting, I'm losing consciousness of my lack of consciousness more. Kind of hard to put it into words, but I think you got it. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're going to move into a checkout just to do a round to hear from everybody about whatever is alive in you in terms of things that you're appreciating. This is an opportunity to give us some feedback about what's working or not working in the class or anything that you want to share about your own process at this point. Is anyone wanting to start the checkout?
I wanted to say I really liked the exercise that we just did, and I had kind of identified four of my top skills, I think. And I worked with one of them and really enjoyed getting some insight on how I could apply that to this financial area of my life. And so I'm looking forward to taking those other ones as well to see if there's ways I can use those strengths to help me out in this area too. Just wanted to give you that feedback that I really felt a lot of benefit from this exercise that we just did. Thank you.
I really enjoyed, and I'm going to go back to examining my matrix strengths and how they can be applied to money and my relationship with money. I think there's a lot of wealth to be harvested there. There was something else that I was completely and utterly slipped my mind. Oh, yes, how relevant. How quickly I go unconscious about money. All of these skills I can have, but when it comes to making decisions or thinking about money or making any involvement with money, I've noticed I have a tendency just to go completely unconscious. And I think that's probably a valuable observation to start with.
Thank you.
What the big takeaway for me is to go over this list of skills, and I've already created a little bit of a chart for myself in looking at the edges in my life financially and even in other areas, because they're probably all connected with each other, and then looking at these skills and all that. So there's good work for me, so I'm creating a little homework for myself, and I feel gratitude for that having come forward in this call. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the heads up. I'm about to send out the practices, and that's pretty much a parallel to it. Thank you.
Well, so many things stand out, but these are standing out the most. One is making what is unconscious conscious. That feels very hopeful to me and exciting. The other is the power, the unbelievable power of community and of presence, of us bringing our presence to each other.
Thank you.
Having to acknowledge that my skills go up and down the spectrum. They're not always in a steady four. And in different situations, they may be four or one. And that just illuminating that fact and noticing what other strengths I can bring, skills I can bring to get myself up from a one to a four or headed in that direction. So very helpful to have this picture. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I found this exercise very helpful and encouraging because my strengths are, you know, a number of collaborative skills, and I'm also a professional transition where I'm trying to build a business, and I tend towards wanting to do it with others, and I've had hesitations about it because I was thinking if I invite somebody to do a mediation with me or to do a training with me, then I'll also have to share the money. But now I'm realizing that I enjoy working with others so much more, and I think the synergetic effect of collaborating will just create so much more financial abundance that there'll be plenty of opportunities for everybody involved. I will throw my hesitation overboard and go with my instincts and hope that that'll create more opportunities.
Thank you.
I like the exercise of taking the skills to our edges. What I think I would have liked better was to have time, maybe before we went through the matrix, to bring to mind some of our edges, because after we went through that matrix list so fast, I was all thinking about the skills and the not skilled areas. And then, oh, now you're going to use this to look at your edges in financial maturity. I went, oh, I had a little trouble bringing my edges back to focus, but I enjoyed the exercise when I finally figured out.
Thank you. Actually, I'm probably going to say something very similar to what Joe said. When we were going through the strengths, or going through the skills, and writing down our strengths, every time you'd mention one that was actually one of my edges, I would think, that's what I need to be writing down. I need to really focus on all that stuff that I'm not very good at so I can get better at it. But I actually found it very helpful to just focus on what my strengths are, because then I went through and I'm like, okay, these are all my strengths. Which are my best strengths out of those? And then focusing in on, okay, these are the things I'm really, really, really good at. But what I had trouble with then was moving that concept of these are my strengths to the specific strategy that I would then use to incorporate these strengths into focusing on how do I use this to make money maturity. And we spent the greatest time in our breakout sessions trying to bridge that gap, so to speak. We came up with one strategy, but I think I could probably spend the next week, and it would be really helpful for me to spend even more time talking with people at some point about moving from concept to strategy. That's where I am, and I want to say thank you, and I am grateful for the opportunity to go through this.
Thank you. And Jim?
Yeah, thank you all for the feedback. I really enjoyed hearing it, and yeah, I think that's all I got to say for right now. Thank you, Joy, for your work tonight.
And for me, I'm really glad to have connected with you all. I realized that this was really very fulfilling and supports that sense of connecting to the bigger picture. The practices for this week, real quickly, are to continue tracking the money, to do more of considering your strengths and working with ways to use those strengths and with what happens for you around money in your unconsciousness or where you get triggered, and also to review the matrix and see what skills you might want to work on that would be helpful, and to be more aware about that. So those are the practices. The website for the matrix is radicalcompassion.com/matrix. So if you want to go directly there, you have that now too, and it will be in the practices information. I'll make all of your mics live right now, and we can all say goodbye to each other.